Sylvia, are you ready for the holidays?
I am ready. There are lights all over Brooklyn. The Rockefeller tree is up.
And do you have lights in your apartment?
I'm about to get a menorah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Crate and Barrel has a real nifty one. How about you? Are you ready for the holidays?
We've been decking the halls.
Yes?
Decking the halls. Yes. We've got inflatables outside the house. We've got garlands up. We've got hanging stars. We've got a real tree. We've got a fake tree. Actually, we have three fake trees.
Do you know what I saw this weekend? Thought of
what?
You?
What?
I saw
Gladiator 2.
Holiday inflatables. The whole Bluey fam.
Oh, yes. That's cute. Welcome to Talking Too Loud with Chris Savage, the show that's serving up the loudest takes on building breakthrough businesses, top-notch products, and unforgettable brands. And today, we're excited to bring you our annual holiday episode. So for those of us who all of us who are joining us for the first time, this is the show where Sylvia and I gather around the virtual fire to share a cup of cocoa and chat gift recommendations for all you last-minute holiday shoppers.
Lord knows I'm one of them this year.
Yes, you're clearly one of them. I'm also a late-game shopper. Why do people want gifts from us? Gift ideas? We don't know, but we do it. And so we're going to keep doing it.
Why do we think we have taste and smarts?
Yes, no one said anything about smarts. We're just talking about taste. We're talking about hot deals.
That's right. We may not be wire cutter, but we are talking too loud about hot deals. You know?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. And this year we are changing things up a little bit. So we've had some no themes in the past in terms of the gifts that could be given.
It was just like the world's your oyster.
The world's your oyster, mostly trying to troll each other. but this year we do have a theme, and this might be challenging for us, Sylvie, but we do have a theme.
We have a theme.
And it's near and dear to our hearts, and that's video. Makes sense. So without further ado, here are mine and Sylvie's top three gift recommendations for all you stars of the screen. I have no idea what you're going to recommend. You have no idea what I'm going to recommend. So let's see what we got. Sylvie, you want to go do the first one?
Yeah. All right. So this gift, why am I being so weird about it?
Who knows? Who knows what you're doing?
I'm like, ooh, a brew. Okay, so this is for sprucing up your studio. As you can tell, I have a blank wall behind me.
You need to be spruced. Yeah.
I need to be spruced. It will soon have shelving, a paint color, but most importantly, I'm going to show you on screen, I'm recommending Easy Plant, self-watering plants. Literally, you put water in once a month or twice a month, depending on what they tell you. And it just waters itself.
And it's a real plant?
It's a real live plant.
It's not like a fake plant, but you put water in it to kind of simulate the experience of
a
real plant?
Nothing fake about it. Real, real, real.
Wow. Just like, look, I make my beautiful large plant here.
Yeah. See?
Yes. Yeah.
Is that fake?
No.
Well, this is the palm. I think it's called a parlor palm.
Okay,
and it's
nice.
So it not only is it good for sprucing, but if you have a black thumb like me, it's good for, you know, living.
Good for sprucing. Also a plant.
So that's my studio spruce.
Your studio spruce. That's not a spruce. It's a palm plant. Easy plant.
Right.
Great. First one. Well, for my first one, I'm going to recommend a classic. That's right. The old Polaroid camera. Okay. So they do still make this. And this is not technically video, but I don't care.
It's related.
We got these for like a party we had a few years ago and had them around, and people just started like taking tons of Polaroids at the party and putting them up. And it was so delightful and fun to do that now, like, I constantly make sure that we have Polaroid film whenever people are coming over. So the holidays are coming. It's so nostalgic and fun. It's a different experience to take photos when you are actually seeing them show up. It feels different. All right. What do you have next, Sylvie? What's your second gift?
Okay. This is This is maybe for, well, you know what? Okay, let me start.
Bleep, bleep, bleep.
You know what?
please just have like a bleep cut of this. Like, what's your favorite gift recommendation this year? Bleep, 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 bleep.
This is a gift for anyone who suffers from tired eye.
Okay. While,
and wants to avoid that on screen.
Okay.
I'm all listening. Right. So I recommend Huda's Faux Filter Brightening Under Eye Color Corrector. I think it's a game changer. I've tried a lot of under eye color correctors because I got these tired eyes. I wear glasses.
You don't look tired to me.
Because I'm wearing the Huda.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
So if you want to look alive, what is the thing? I'm alive, alert, awake, enthusiastic. That's like a, you've never done that?
Okay. I don't know what you're discussing.
It's like a vocal warm-up. If you want to look that way, Huda will slay.
That's great. Well, for my second gift recommendation, you know, I wanted to think about something that's really, really on brand for me. Something tech forward, something video forward. Something that's going to change how you make content, give you a different perspective. And so I'm going to recommend that folks get, this is for yourself or for somebody else. Let's get some more of these Meta Ray-Bans going, okay? So, I mean, we forget just the power of these things. But you put them on very simply. You can record perspective. You know, you're skiing down the slopes. There you go. Get it going.
That's a use case I hadn't thought of.
The thing that was most interesting about it is be like, if you can't actually use your hands. So, like, you're driving a go-kart. You're skiing. You're on a sled. You want this other perspective. And I do find that these are, like, really fun to do that with. It's just a different way to remember things. Also, if you want, you can listen to music while you're near others and they can't tell you're listening because it just shoots right into your ear. So it has that bonus feature.
Wow. You can seem polite.
But not actually be polite.
But not be polite.
That's the magic of the Meta Ray-Bans.
And that's what a lot of people need during the holidays, you know? You want
to
seem polite.
They need a way to escape. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Get these transition lenses. You'll think that you're just correcting your vision. And no, actually, you're just listening to your favorite podcast talking too loud.
Brilliant.
Yes.
So brilliant. Okay. Last gift on my list, because audio, I know we're a video podcast. I know video podcasts are very trendy at the moment. I know Wistia is coming out with a lot of new features that are going to help the video podcasters of the world. But we must preserve and honor the integrity of audio. So my last gift rec is the Shure SM7B microphone. It has a nice warm tone, as you might hear.
Lovely tone.
Lovely tone. And I've been using it for years and haven't looked back.
You know, it's funny because my last gift recommendation is also audio related.
Whoa.
And I'm going to recommend this. This is the Hollylands company that makes these adapters, and you take them, you plug it into your phone, it's attached.
Yeah.
And then you have wireless mics like lavs, and you can, with a little magnet, attach them.
Wait, is this the one I used and couldn't figure out?
I don't know. But once you attach them like this, you basically just record video on your phone, and it picks it up from the lav.
That's a must have.
It's amazing, and it comes with two in the box, self-charging box. You know, the only thing you have to worry about with this is, like, the microphones are, my experience, pretty hot, so you have to sometimes put them, like, lower than you would think or otherwise. But I keep this in my backpack, and if I'm ever going to shoot with somebody and it's kind of an ad hoc thing, like, I basically can guarantee that we're going to get even better raw sound out of the recording. So
this is amazing.
Also, if someone's like 15 feet away from you and you're shooting, it's going to sound really nice. Hollyland has a few different ones, a few different versions of this, but they're all basically the same. I would look at detailed reviews if you really care about the details, but this is a great purchase, something you'll keep with you and you'll use whenever you're shooting on your phone.
I think we kind of killed this year's holiday list.
Pretty good, but it's not done yet because what else do we do this year? We sent gifts to each other.
We got a gift swap going on.
Sylvie, did you get the gift I sent?
Yes. It has been sitting on my lap this entire time. No, it hasn't. I just got it from another room. Should I do it? Is now the moment?
Yeah, just open it up. I mean, I sent this direct from, so there's no wrapping around this. The wrapping is the box.
I mean, I got excited as soon as I saw the box, MoMA Design Store.
Mm-hmm.
And now, oh my God, Spectrum Dessert Plates.
You like that?
Can you believe it? I love them, but tell me more. What do they do? They're Spectrum of color?
There's just a spectrum of color. It's just like a little splash. You know, you're having like a holiday meal and then you come out with dessert and you're like, wow, everyone, by getting this like this on the table.
Yes. An Age of Aquarius is suddenly playing. I'm here exactly. for it. I'm here
yes.
for it.
Yes.
These are beautiful.
But yeah, no, I love the MoMA store and I feel like it's so much great stuff. And I saw that. I feel like this is your style.
You get it. You get
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
You see me.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, do you have
yes,
your gift?
I have the gift here. It came in this box. And I know it's from Uncommon Goods, which I also like. Another great...
Yeah,
I didn't understand how great this place is for gifts. Have you been buying from there for a while?
Yeah, a lot of games. A lot of games from Uncommon Goods.
Oh, so much stuff.
Okay, and puzzles.
Okay, I have this thing. Styx magnetic framing kit.
Okay.
Oh, okay, cool. Oh, these are fun. These are like you like put this on both sides of a poster or something and they can hang it. Okay.
Oh my God, the excessive unrest.
Ah.
Okay.
Oh, 100 movies to scratch off your bucket list.
I was thinking this would be fun for the whole fam. It
That's
has
so
some
fun.
Amazing movies on it. Things you've seen probably can
it's
scratch off.
It's literally a scratch-off poster?
Yes. There's
oh,
like little
fun.
Little icons for every movie.
Oh, I love that. This will go right into the theater, right into the playroom. My rebuilt playroom. It has nothing on the walls, so it's perfect.
Oh my God. It's like I knew.
It's like you knew. The kids are going to make me watch movies so they can scratch it off.
Oh, yeah.
And they're going to be like, Daddy, can we watch Fight Club? No, but I'll watch it.
Oh, my God.
That is what will happen. This is great.
It will
but
happen.
Thank you so much. So they're very sweet. And it's you know I love movies, so
I
appreciate it.
I know.
Well, look at us.
I think that's it.
That's
spreading
it.
Cheer through giving gifts and recommending gifts and... Let's just say gifts again.
You know what, Sylvia? Before we end, I want to say you and I have been doing this for a few years now. The show has grown so much and evolved so much. And this is really like a big year for us. Like way more episodes, way more downloads, way more clips, like huge view counts, like subscribers numbers starting to move all over the place. Like it's just been really lovely and great. So just I'm thankful for you and thankful for all the work you put into the show and that we're on this journey. It's been really fun.
That's so nice. I wasn't expecting that. Yeah. This year has been sort of a year of growth. And I think like formalizing some of the fun that we've been having.
Yeah.
But without sacrificing the fun. And your interview skills are like top notch at the moment. Seeing those transitions.
So oh, yeah, the transitions. Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, thank you. And,
well,
I appreciate you. And we do have a ton of incredible guests coming up at the beginning of the year. Not going to say who they are now, but we'll say some captains of industry coming in.
Ooh, I like that. Titans.
Right?
Titans.
And not only do I'm not like I'm hoping we're gonna record, we've recorded with some incredible people. We have some incredible episodes coming up. And the last thing I have to say, obviously, is thank you to everybody who watches and listens to the show. We really appreciate you. And just your ideas, your comments, your feedback, your guest suggestions, sharing it with others, all of that is just really great. So we appreciate all of you and have a great end of the year, great holiday season.
Talking Too Loud is brought to you by Wistia, hosted by Chris Savage, produced by me, Sylvie Lubau, along with Adam Day. Executive produced by Wistia Studios. This episode was mixed by Maria Passingham of Edit Audio. Listen to Talking Too Loud wherever you listen to podcasts. And hey, rate and review us wherever you listen. And check out more content from Wistia Studios at wistia.com.